Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 12. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Are you a son of God? Are you his daughter? If so, then above all, hold on to the law of Christ. Keep his commandments within your heart and never let them go. This is the path to life eternal and life more abundant and peace. Hold on to mercy and truth. Write them in your heart by the Spirit of Christ. And this will give you favor and good understanding in God's eyes and in man's eyes. This will fill you with his grace, so that you might be filled with grace and truth, just like Jesus. Once your heart is filled with grace, mercy, truth, and good understanding, because of holding on to the law of Christ and abiding in his commandments, then you must trust in him with all your heart. Trust his word. Trust his grace. Trust his truth. Trust his mercy. Trust in him. Don't lean to your own understanding, according to your old culture and your old man. No, stand in his understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him. Seek his face and his wisdom in everything, and he promises you that he shall direct your paths. Hallelujah! Praise God! What a promise! But don't ever be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Not just the evil from without, but also the evil from within. If you continue to trust the Lord and stand in his truth and his understanding and fear him, not man, not circumstances, and you depart from evil, the result will be health to your belly and marrow to your bones. God will give you a hearty, healthy stature, peace within, and joy unspeakable. Honor the Lord with all you have. Give him the first fruits of all the increase he grants you, and your barns will be filled with plenty. Your presses will burst out with new wine. Hallelujah! Not the old wine, not the old, not the letter which killeth, but the Spirit which giveth life. The ministration of righteousness, the ministration of justification, the ministration of life and glory. Hallelujah! Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, water that will issue forth to the Gentiles, and pools that will satiate the parched places, living water that will turn to new wine in their cups as they drink in the words of Spirit and life of Jesus Christ through you. And this will all be possible because you'd stop drinking from the polluted streams and you came to Christ and drank deep from him. So, son and daughter of the Lord, don't despise his chastening. Don't despair when he corrects you. When we begin to wander out of the way, and we begin to lean to our old understanding, and he whips us back into line, don't despise him. Appreciate his correction. Give thanks. Because whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. This correction is for our good. It's a sign of his love. It allows us to partake of his holiness and lets us keep flowing in the water of life and new wine. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 12.